Okay, we've got a bedtime story, and tonight's story is going to be around Halloween.
Awesome.
We'll see about that. No promises. This is the week of Halloween, so we are going to do a Halloween-ish story. Last year, we did a Magic Hat Halloween story. If you guys remember that, we talked about it in the car. I was thinking about some of the Halloween traditions I have had growing up. When I was your guys' age, I got together with cousins and we carved pumpkins. We do different jack-o'-lanterns and then light them up. We put candles in them, line them up, and take pictures behind our pumpkins and have dinner with cousins. And that was a really fun memory. What are some of your guys' favorite Halloween traditions?
Presents for Christmas.
That's not Halloween. That's Christmas. Cohen, what's a Halloween tradition?
Carving pumpkins.
Yeah, we still need to do that.
Candy.
Candy, Aurora says. We do like candy. And there is a mom and dad tax on candy because when we take you guys trick-or-treating, you know, it takes some effort on the parents' part, so we get to take some of the candy.
Do not take any of my candy.
Okay. You know, it's funny. It's funny Aurora is pretty intense about her candy because I swear we took her trick-or-treating when she was like a baby just to exploit her to get candy. Sarah and I, it was like a little like trick-or-treating thing for our church, and I'm pretty sure like Sarah and I brought like dressed Aurora up as a baby, and we actually held a bag out and walked around to people, and they were looking at us with like raised eyebrows as they dropped candy into our bags, like this baby can't eat candy. We're like trick-or-treat, and we just like took off. Oh my gosh, it'd been too long since we trick-or-treated, so we got to use a baby.
Used me to get your own candy?
Yes, and we still do to this day. And then, so I guess on Christmas Day, we do this little, what are like the pigs in a blanket, but they look like little mummies. Like mom will do like the hot dog with the like biscuit wrapped to look like wrap, like a mummy wrap. Anyway, there's some fun little traditions. We're figuring it out, but it's fun to have things to look forward to. What are you guys going as this year?
Dun, dun, dun. Ninja.
Ninjas.
Hello, I'm going to be a ninja.
It says Cohen.
Oh, what?
Cohen's doing karate chops at the microphone. Very good. He's been practicing. I've seen them in their ninja costumes. They went to a little like a homeschool gathering thing with their costume. It was legit. I'm excited for you guys. It'll be fun. Anyway, so we are going to do a tale about Aurora and Cohen around Halloween. Aurora and Cohen were so excited about Halloween. They kept putting on their ninja costumes every day, and they'd do flips. Cohen would do a flip over some pillows. He's like, yeah, wah! And he'd like do a karate chop over a stack of Legos, and the Legos would explode, and Aurora would do a somersault. Saw, and a couple times they did a flip at the same time and kicked each other in the head and bounced off, and they realized that being a ninja was awesome, but kind of dangerous, and they had to be careful with their ninja moves around the house, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't just go running around the house and doing swan dives over couches or throwing pillows at each other's faces as hard as we can, or fighting with our fake nunchucks.
What? That's what you would do if you had.
Mm-hmm. It's tempting. And Aurora and Cohen know, because they'd gone on adventures when they put on their ninja pajamas and they turned into real ninjas. So they were extra excited. But this Halloween, they got a special invitation. An invitation to a Halloween party. I can't wait, Aurora said, as she did a cartwheel through the living room. Hey, yeah! I can't wait to show the fairy prince my costume. He's gonna love it. Oh, yeah, the fairy prince is gonna love my flips. And Cohen did a flip and whipped his nunchucks around and went whoosh, and hit himself in the face. Ouch. Yeah, she's gonna really love that, Aurora laughed. Well, when do we get to go? Cohen said. I think it's tonight. Aurora ran to her room and grabbed the invitation, and the invitation was from the fairy prince, and it was on a beautiful orange leaf, and it was inscribed in these silver letters that said, you are cordially invited to this fabulous festival. And it said the day and time, and they were so excited. Are we supposed to bring something? I don't know. What do we normally bring when we go to Halloween parties? Cohen said. Our bags. Maybe we're going to get fairy treats. I've never trick-or-treated with fairies before, Aurora said. Yeah, I wonder what kind of goodies they have. I don't know if it could beat that pie we had at their last festival. That was amazing. And Cohen remembered the crazy, magical experience they had with the pie and all the crows at the pond. And he kind of hoped it wasn't going to be that crazy. But just in case, they grabbed their trick-or-treat bags. They ran out to the front yard just as the sun was starting to set. And they got close to the tree and they took a little bite of that mushroom and they shrunk smaller and smaller and smaller.
Magic.
Whoa, and the blades of grass got taller and taller and taller, and whoa, and the tree got gigantic and thunk. They landed on their bottoms and they got up, grabbed their bags, and boink, boink, little fairy wings poked out of the backs of their ninja costumes, and they walked through the grassy forest until they came to the opening under the tree where they were at the fairy village. It's beautiful, Aurora said, and she looked, and there were little teeny tiny pumpkins and mushrooms that had been hollowed out, and little pixie lights had been stuck up into them, and they were pulled across strands of string from one house to the next, and the whole place was glowing, and it looked beautiful and orange from all the pumpkin lights. This is gonna be the best Halloween party ever, Aurora said. Do you think they're gonna have bubblegum?
I don't think fairies chew bubblegum, Aurora. They definitely strike me as more of chocolate people.
And all of a sudden they heard a boink. What was that? And they looked, and their little brother Sawyer was dressed in a Spider-Man costume. Hey guys, Sawyer said, and boink, boink. Little fairy wings popped out of his back, and Sawyer had never been with the fairies before. Oh, 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 look, it tickles. And his fairy wings started flapping behind him. Oh, look, now I can climb like Spider-Man. And as his wings started flapping, he started climbing along this tree with his hand. Deenie, 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 deenie. And he was climbing up the tree and flying around and doing backflips. This is awesome! And Aurora and Cohen laughed. Sawyer, you're so silly. Come down. Okay, Mom said I could come with you guys. Cohen and Aurora looked at each other. Mom knows about the fairies? No, she just said I can go trick-or-treating with you. Oh, Aurora and Cohen laughed. Oh, she thinks we're trick-or-treating. Well, we kind of are, Cohen said. There you are, came a voice. And they all looked, and there was the fairy prince. And his armor was yellow and shining, and he flew down next to them. Are you ready for the... What is this? Then he looked at their costumes, and Aurora said, what do you mean, what is this? A pumpkin, Sawyer said. And there was a huge, giant pumpkin right next to the fairy castle. And Sawyer flew up to it, and he took a sword out of Cohen's sheath. "Hey, that's my sword," Cohen said. I just wanna make a jack-o'-lantern," Sawyer said. He went, "Sweet, yeah." And he started cutting the pumpkin. Then pretty soon, Sawyer had cut a jack-o'-lantern out of this giant pumpkin. And he flew inside. He's like, "Hey, look at me!" And so Aurora and Cohen looked at each other like, "Wow, that's pretty impressive. Who is that?" said the fairy prince. "Oh, that's our little brother Sawyer. He's going to be Spider-Man for Halloween." "Hallo what?" Cohen and Aurora looked at each other. "Halloween? This is a Halloween party, right?"
"Halloween's the best," Sawyer said.
And Sawyer went, "Yes!" And he stabbed through the pumpkin and went, and came out. And there's all the slimy stuff on him. "Ew!" And then Sawyer pulled all the slimy guck of the pumpkin's insides off his head.
"This is yucky!"
And he threw it off of him. And Aurora and Cohen said, "I thought this was a Halloween party." "Halloween? It's not a Halloween party. Did you read my invitation?" the prince said. And Aurora kind of cringed. "Yeah, but your handwriting's really fancy. It's kind of hard to read all the words." "It's not a Halloween party. It's the Hollow Tree party. The Hollow Tree celebration from the fairies?" "Oh, I thought I was clear about this. Fairies don't celebrate Halloween. It's all about the hollow trees and the brilliant colors of fall." "We're not following," Cohen said. "Do we get candy?"
"I want candy," Sawyer said as he flew up and landed and did a Spider-Man pose.
There's no candy involved in this celebration, but trust me, you're going to love it. Everyone, gather around!" And he blew a trumpet, blew, and all the fairies came out of the fairy homes and gathered in front of the castle. And just then, all of the fairy guards started handing out what looked like big blow darts. Or big blowpipes. They were really strange. Almost like a trumpet and almost like a blowpipe. And everybody got one. They were made out of stick. And Aurora and Cohen grabbed one and Sawyer got one. And Sawyer's like, "Let's fight!" And he started sword fighting with Cohen. And Cohen's like, "Sawyer, stop! Come on, we gotta go. We gotta do what the prince says we gotta do."
"Okay," Sawyer said.
And he stopped fighting with the stick. And the prince announced the challenge. "Now, you fairies there," and he pointed to a group of fairies, "you are going to take Edge Hill, the street of Edge Hill. Aurora, Cohen, me, and the princess." And Cohen and Aurora, Cohen looked, this magic moment, as the beautiful princess fairy fluttered down. And her hair waved, and Cohen's like, "Hi." And then she came down and landed next to her. "Hello, Cohen."
"Hi," he said. Cohen didn't know what to say.
He always just mumbled when he was around the fairy princess. "You," the fairy prince interrupted, "are going to take Taylor Avenue." "Okay." And Cohen, Aurora, and Sawyer didn't know what they were supposed to do. And so they followed the prince's instructions, and it was then that they finally realized that none of the fairies were dressed in costumes, so they felt kind of ridiculous being dressed as ninjas and Spider-Man. But they were going to go along with whatever the Hollow Tree celebration was. "Now remember," the prince said, "be sure to enter at any owl hole or rabbit burrow. Okay? Whoever finishes their street first and returns to this kingdom is the winner. Aurora, Cohen, and Sawyer, you follow me and I'll show you how to do it, okay?" "Okay," Aurora, Cohen, and Sawyer were kind of confused. "On your mark, get set, sing!" The prince held his sword up. "Go!" And a pixie light shot off the tip of his sword and blew into an orange firework, a pumpkin firework in the sky. And all the fairies flew off the ground and flew towards their streets. And Aurora and Cohen "What are we doing?" Cohen said. "All right, follow me to the first tree," the prince said. And he flew over to Taylor Avenue and to the first big tree. And all the leaves were green on this big, beautiful maple tree. "Fly in through the hole here." Aurora, Cohen, Sawyer, the prince, and the princess flew into the owl hole and whoa! They looked around. They were inside the tree. It was hollow. The hole inside of the tree was hollow. "Now, take your blowpipes, fly up to a branch, and fire one shot into each branch." "What? This is weird," Cohen and Aurora said.
"I like it."
And Sawyer flew up to the first branch and went, "Phew!" And he fired a shot in and a yellow ball flew into the hollow branch and poof, exploded into a big cloud of yellow powder. "That's interesting. Let's try it." And Aurora and Cohen,
pow, pow, pow.
Every time they reached a branch, they shot one of the yellow balls and it burst into a cloud of yellow and splashed through the branch until they reached the very top of the tree and they shot their last yellow ball and flew out of the hole. "Good job, team," the prince said. "What was that all about?" "Look behind you," the prince said. And they turned around. All the leaves of the maple tree had turned bright yellow. "It's beautiful," Aurora said. "That is what fairies do.
It's magical."
"Every fall around this time, the fairies are in charge of turning the leaves the different colors. Orange, red, yellow. Now everyone, each of you, grab your own tree and fire off your powder balls." Aurora took the Judkins home.
Pew, 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 pew.
And all the leaves, pew, 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 after all the powder.
In a half of a minute.
In half of a minute.
Half of a minute.
Good job, Sawyer. Half of a minute. And all the leaves of that tree, the Judkins, turned bright red. Wow. And Cohen flew into another, the Smith's house, and pew, 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 shot a couple balls down each of the branches, and these balls were bright orange, and he flew out of the rabbit hole at the bottom of the trunk, and he looked, and the leaves were so bright orange that they were practically glowing under the orange sunset. "Aurora, look at my tree!" "What? That's awesome! Let's team up and do a tree together." And Sawyer said, "Look at mine!" And they looked. "Whoa, Sawyer!" And Sawyer's tree was purple. He'd fired off a bunch of purple, and all the leaves were bright purple. It was beautiful. "Let's do a tree together." And all of them swirled into an owl hole of one of the trees at the end of the street and went pew, 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 pew. They spun around each other and shot out of their blowpipes, and the little balls went tow, 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 burst into little poofs of powder and fluttered down the hollow branches inside the tree until they got to the top and shoom, flew out an owl hole, and an owl went woo and was pushed out of the way. "Woo,
out of my way," the owl said.
"Sorry," Cohen said.
"Bye-bye,"
Sawyer said as they flew out of the tree, and they turned around and looked. Wow, and the tree was green, yellow, orange, red, and purple. All these colors splashed into one. The trees were beautiful. And they got to the end of their street. And pretty soon, they were able to do one tree in less than 10 seconds. They were so fast. And they hurried and did the last tree together. Pew, pew, pew. "Come on, team, back to the village." And they flew over the housetops, over the neighborhood. And the neighborhood was now bright yellow, orange, red from all the gorgeous fall leaves that they had turned. And they reached the kingdom just before the other team of fairies. "Oh, they're going to beat us," the other fairy said. "Hurry faster." Cohen, Aurora, and Sawyer flew as fast as they could until they reached the kingdom and touched the tree. Done. Oh. and they barely beat the other teams of fairies. And there was a big, loud cheer as they reached the end, and the fairies that were waiting for them that weren't on any of the teams cheered for them. And Aurora and Cohen collapsed. Oh, that was amazing,
awesome,
they said as they sat down. They were exhausted. Is this what all the fairy clans do? Aurora asked. This is what all of them do, the prince said. Every fairy clan is in charge of different streets, and every fall we change the leaves a different color to beautify the earth at fall. It is something we have done
it's
for
so
thousands
beautiful.
Of years. Yes, and Sawyer said it's so beautiful. And they sat there and looked at each other, and Cohen and Sawyer and Aurora looked a little bit sad. What's wrong? The prince said. Oh, nothing, they said. Are you wondering what your celebration is? Or what your prize is, I mean, the prince said. And they all looked at each other and nodded, and yeah, we were kind of hoping to actually go trick-or-treating and have a Halloween party, Aurora and Cohen and Sawyer said. Well, treats it is that you want, right? Yeah, but, you know, you don't have to make us anything. We're okay. We can go trick-or-treating once we get big. I don't know about that. Normally, we grant the winning fairies a prize of pumpkin pie. But if you want a different prize... Oh my gosh, Sawyer. Careful, buddy. If you want a different prize, then so be it. And the fairy prince reached out his sword, stuck it into the tree, and the tree that hung over the fairy kingdom started to shake. And Aurora and Cohen and Sawyer backed up. What is happening? And all the leaves started to shake. And it looked like there were little flowers growing out of the leaves. Whoa, look at that, Aurora said, pointing up. Are they growing flowers? That looks like a rose. Then Cohen looked closer and it looked like there was an orange flower blossoming from one of the branches. That's not a rose. It's a thunk. The rose got so big that it fell. Thunk, and landed right next to Sawyer Cohen. It's a Reese's peanut butter cup. And Aurora looked up and another branch started to shake down M&Ms and Skittles. Whoa! And she held out her ninja costume shirt.
Skittles turned in for me.
And Cohen grabbed Skittles too. They both held out their ninja costume shirts and started catching the Skittles that were falling from the branches. Oh my god, it's milk duds and suckers. And pretty soon every branch was raining candy down over them. This is amazing, they said. And they held out their trick-or-treat bags and they started filling up more and more and more. And Cohen and Aurora and Sawyer were laughing and cheering. They had so much candy until pretty soon the biggest candy bar they'd ever seen grew out of the top branch and landed next to it, right between Aurora and Cohen. And they had to tilt their heads to the side to look around it, because it was just as big as them. Oh my gosh, this is the best! And they peeled back the wrapper and took a giant bite out of this huge candy bar. What kind of candy bar was it, Aurora?
A cherry.
What? A cherry-filled candy bar?
Peach.
And peach. I've never heard of that kind of candy bar, but you just made it up and it sounds kind of awesome. A peachy cherry filled chocolate candy bar, and they munched into it.
What is a candy bar?
A candy bar? It's like a chocolate bar that usually has yummy goodness inside, like Snickers, Butterfinger, 100 grand.
What is 100 grand sticky butter?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we're going to have a little side conversation after this story. Clearly. And Aurora and Cohen and Sawyer were having the blast with the fairies as they shared their candy. Held out their bags and let some of the fairies try some of the treats they normally enjoyed on Halloween. And they said their goodbyes, and they thanked the prince for inviting them to their wonderful Hollow Tree celebration, and said, please invite us next year. And please give us candy next year, Sawyer said. Okay, the prince said, I will. And they laughed, and they grew. Their wings shrunk as they took another bite of the mushroom, and they grew and grew and grew until they were full size. And they ran up to their porch and knocked on the door, and Mom and Dad came out, and they said, what? You guys are already done trick-or-treating? And they looked down at their bags. What the? Those are like king-size candy bars. And their dad pulled out a candy bar. Is that peach and cherry? What? I didn't even know you made candy bars like this. And he took a bite. And Aurora and Cohen looked at their dad, and they could see fairy pixie sparkling in their dad's mouth as he chewed on the candy bar. Whoa, it's like fizzy in my mouth, their dad said. And Aurora and Cohen and Sawyer giggled. If only he knew it was fairy candy, magical treats. And they laughed, and they came into the house and shared their candy with Mom and Dad because of the parent tax I told you, the parent candy tax I told you about. And as they got out of their costumes and into their PJs, candy taxes, the amount of candy you pay to Mom and Dad for being your mom and dad. That's what a candy tax is. And they put their candy up so that they didn't eat too much and get sick. They had to save some for other days. And they went to sleep just dreaming about the amazing time they had flying through the hollow trees in the neighborhood, shooting the powder balls, and turning the leaves brilliant fall colors. The end.
Anyways, I love you.
What'd you say?
Anyways, I love you.
I love you too, buddy. Oh. Oh, okay. Sawyer or Cohen's not saying I love you to me. He's saying I love you to you Rocketeers. Cohen's a loving guy, aren't you, buddy? He's a really loving guy. Anyway, patrons, happy Halloween. Be safe. Share with your family and friends. Can pay your parent candy tax. What, Cohen?
Hey.
Hey, he says. Anyway, be safe. Be kind. And have a good time. Have fun. Good night, Rocketeers.